ADHD in Suzanne Marie testing.
Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, just switched the power down to low. I don't think I need all that sitting right here next to the repeater. First time I've been up on the link. Of course, I haven't been on the radio much in the last few years. Found a Bofang handheld sitting in my drawer, and I had a new ham for a new student. Get old of me that I'm home ring, and I thought I'd better get back out in the air. So anyway, there you go.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I haven't heard you. It's definitely been a while. I think once in a while, but you're heard from you. So, yeah, it's been a while. But I figured I'd better jump in here and say hi.
Been so long, I forgot to say money in a while. Yeah, I ran into a big problem though tonight. I'm trying to check one little doodad out here, and needed to break out my ohm meter and test for some continuity. But I did run into a little problem doing that, and tried to switch things around, try to check the continuity there, and saw the battery was dead, so I went ahead and changed the battery and turned it back on, and it was still dead. So I went to item 2 on the troubleshooting manual for my ohm meter, and it says test the fuse. I sort of looked at it and pulled it out, and kind of looked at it again in a real strong light, you know, and trying to figure out how to test this fuse for continuity when my ohm meter's not working.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of a pickle, that's for sure. Yeah, that's when you need to either have another fuse or another ohm meter.
Yeah, I tell you, it's amateur radio stuff. It gets pretty confusing sometimes for me, that's for sure. But after all, I do have a double-digit IQ. I can figure it out somehow. Anyway, put the fuse back in. Decided I'd go to the store and get a new meter tomorrow.
Ah, oh, there you go. So, sounds good. Anywho, what else have you been up to, Arne? Yeah, like you said, yeah, I haven't heard from you in quite some time. Well, I don't see you. You must be getting ready for that another snowstorm coming up this weekend right here.
Well, for about the last 2 years, I've been busy up at the airport doing the Young Eagles program. And about 20 youth started off in the program about 2 years ago now. And got about 10 of them left, and had to suspend the meeting for a little while due to some issues I had here at home, some physical problems. That's another long story, but anyway, that's been taking up most of my time. And like I say, I just had a guy, a buddy that I've known for years, ask me if I was a ham, and I said, yeah, of course I'm a ham. He wants to take the technician exam. So I probably need to be brought back up to speed on some testing schedules and meeting schedules and that sort of thing. Been trying to listen in on the nets, but keep getting distracted at times.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, definitely sounding good. The meetings are, what are they, second Tuesday of the month. So, we got one next Tuesday? Not this one, but next Tuesday. I think Tuesday, so about 17. And it's going to be on the computer and Zoom thing there, so. Yep, 7. So, there you go. Test schedules,
don't know. If he has a Facebook page, you can look up the Colorful on the Facebook. I can add him to the Facebook page here. All the info is on it.
Okay, just
so
I
can
tie up the link if it goes
fine. I don't know. The link's kind of quiet at night anyways. We'll see if I speak.
Not anymore, anyway. saw the link. I downloaded the repeater frequencies, put into the little handheld, and saw the new link on here, which I guess is not really a new link, and then I'm a little bit curious about how the EUP, the UPR Club, is, if they're linking the three repeaters or not.
Oh, yeah, they're still working on it. it's definitely a project. They're going to be linking the 210 and 64 together. So that's what they're working on. I don't know if you remember Ryan Curtis, but he has got under his belt there. So he's the project manager of that one.
Okay, just a little bit curious, that little Bojangles radio is a dual bander, so I tried giving up the 440 EUP link there, but either I'm out of range or I've got a setting off or something. I assume that's down in Pickford, though, so I'm probably not even going to be close to getting into it from here in a handheld.
Is that the 44.9 or something else?
44.9, but it's the, we're digital, you're digital on 444.1375, and then ZGB is up there on 443.550. That's about all I see. Wait a minute. You see it there on 442.425. I'll have to give that a try.
There you go. Yeah. Mr. Rodner, he just passed away over the summer, so I don't know if he knew that. But yeah, his computer it wasn't on the air for a while anyway, so you don't have to worry about that one. And, 44.9, that's not going to be on the air anytime soon either. So, that repeater was a good right. So, but other than that, yeah, there's no other 441s unless you go across the river. So,
Hey, Noogie. I'm sorry to hear that about Ron. I think I VE tested him. I think it was in one of my early classes, and knew him for a few years, but we weren't really in touch lately. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here for tonight. I'm going to get the repeater of rust and try it again tomorrow. So I'm seeing if I can get some more of the 2-meter programmed up and get that running. Stack 3-element vertical on top of the house took a header. So my HF antenna is down and my vertical VHF is down. I think I'll put a dual bander, at least maybe a tri-bander up there on the stinger. And then one of these days I'll invest in a beam for 2-meter and maybe a tri-bander for HF. But we'll wait until summertime. I know antennas work better if you install them in January than in August, but we'll have to take the risk. 7-3-8-CB, good night.
Hey, sounds good. So, yeah. Yeah, too bad your antenna took a kicker or whatever. Anyways, sounds good, Lyle, and good hearing from you again. So, we'll be out here. We work night shift, so no worries. So I usually say good morning after midnight. Yeah. Just about another time to do around. So anyway, 7-3, you have yourself a fine evening. 88
Yep, I had about 30, 35 years of rotating shifts with the Weather Bureau. And now that I'm old and gray and wobbly, I can't sleep at all. It doesn't matter if it's a daytime or a nighttime. Sleep comes hard. 7-3 ABC.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
KB9NN W8REJ. Hello, John.
KB9NN KKG. Ah, good afternoon to Rob and whoever else is in there. Just heading out to get the mail today, so it's just sitting in our driveway waiting for Jane to make her way to the car with our esteemed puppy, Molly.
Oh, very good, very good. I'm just on my way back from Fort Wayne over to Warsaw and having to commute and copied the frequency and thought I'd give you a bump and handle on this end stream, KD9KKG.
Oh, okay, very good. The name here is John Juliet, October, November, and I'm in Beulah, Michigan, far northwest lower Michigan. And Rob is also in there, and I'll turn it over to Rob. I guess Rob is being shy, so anyway, so how's your afternoon going? We're starting to get some rain here. Hopefully it's not going to be freezing rain. I'm going to try to go to the church tonight in Traverse City, about a 35-mile drive, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. I heard another signal, but I think it was another frequency that was coming on there. John, do you know Ed? K9EKS, I believe, is his call.
Negative. Doesn't sound familiar.
I think he's on this repeater, I'm not sure, so trying to make contact from the EMA world.
I'm starting to lose you. You're breaking up pretty good there.
Thanks, guys. I'll drop out here. I got to reset my radio for home, so. Have a good one. K73's all the way around, KB9KKG.
Okay, catch up to you a little bit later. Thanks for the ride-along. Good to get to know you. AB9NN Mobile in Beulah, Michigan. Have a great day. AB9NN Mobile Monitoring.
KF8DS, KAGAD.